Hey y'all, hey y'all, you need some headphones? Get you some tweaked audio headphones. I got mine. All right, 33% off, lifetime warranty, worldwide shipping. Just put in the code IDS and yeah, you should get you some.
And you got it all worked out, don't you? Old pair of shoes. Never wear your heart on your sleeve, cause it don't go with the suit. You got a bad, bad woman with a young little pretty face. They told you not to go get married, but you went and did it anyway. Singing, oh, sweet sounds of American you. Never miss a Sunday service, never got tattoos. Every time you drive by waving, I see you right through. Do 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 do. Fuck you too. Mama said stay clear of the devil, so you never played in the road. Always looking on the bright side, so you never see the pothole. Got a house on the hill, big news, that's a big deal. Big party with your big time friends, man, imagine how that feels. Singing, oh, sweet sounds of American you. Never miss a Sunday service, never got tattoos. Every time you drive by waving, I see you right through. Do 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 do. Expect some good marijuana, I could watch my mama roll. I believe to buy a few things like a house with a nice pool. Invite my nobody friends to the party and we'll be in it, fuck you. You got a blue collar father who drinks Budweiser out the bottle. $20 in old Impala, a baby's mama. You work hard, you don't beg, you don't borrow. Not at the factory, daytime job at McDonald's. Your daddy told you that girl was nothing but a problem, but you fell in love, cause to you she was like a supermodel. And he told you not to go get married, but you went and did it anyway. It ain't no problem. You make something out of nothing, you make money for a living. Pushing buttons, digging ditches, flipping burgers in the kitchen with a vision. You've been dreaming, you've been saving, you've been giving. Nothing but shit, but you take it, cause you're patient in this prison. Fuck everybody dissing, it ain't them who's gotta live in the skin. With all these tattoos that you got, they fucking offensive. If it's you that I'm speaking to, you must be my extension. I take my drink off and sip it, take my hat off and tip it, Slamerican. Oh, sweet sounds of American you. Never miss a Sunday service, never got tattoos. Every time you drive by,
Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down I'm, in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down in deep.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
but I can smell it, it's in the air.
Okay, let's get this established off the break. I'm going to give you what I have left. Nothing more, nothing less.
He got that 15 word.
That's what I got. That's what you'll be getting. I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. I am sitting in the room, obviously, with the kings and queens of comedy today because they have jokes. So we're going to get this show started right now. With me today, I have Queenie.
Welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you are here and you pushed play. Thank you.
I have the doctor.
What's up, everybody? My voice is good. My volume's on 100. I'm turned up, ready to go. Let's do it. I'll be navigating this ship tonight. I got your back, Pippin.
Ooh, and your volume was weak.
The right. Princess Drew Baby.
Oh, Mark, that was wonderful. Hey, y'all. Hey.
All right. How was everybody's weekend?
Ooh. Shit, not as good as yours.
All right. Right. Why don't you write down what you want to say and I'll say it.
Wait a minute, Bert. You forgot to introduce Cookie Monster.
That's what he sounded like.
Cookie.
Well, what you gonna do with it?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I didn't do anything. Mine was pretty uneventful. That's quick and to the point.
All right. You went customer shopping this weekend?
Huh?
You went customer shopping this weekend?
What you mean?
I'm saying your whole outfit was donated by your customers.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You're right.
I know, Frank.
See if I can customer somebody appreciation weekend. You're right.
Hey, they ain't want it. Shit, so I took it. Shit, I got a whole box of these motherfuckers.
Since we shooting shots.
Alright, how about that? All right. Okay. Get somebody to donate you a voice. A larynx or something.
Not a larynx.
Thompson's and shit. Drink some of that water.
Or the pop station.
I'm going to do what I can do to keep this going. Everybody's week was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend.
Yeah. And happy belated Mother's Day to all your mothers out there.
All of you.
Or me. In the studio. How you gonna reach out to them?
I texted
me and reach out to them.
You didn't get the text?
I didn't get your text. But I got Mark's text. Let me tell you something. And I appreciate it. And I wanted to send it to you separately, but the quickest way to piss me off and not get a response is when people do group texts. That shit irritates me. Everybody responds back. I don't know who it is. That shit is annoying, but thank you for thinking about me.
Yeah, that's all that counts.
Dang, all that counts, motherfucker. Don't irritate me on Mother's Day. Well,
okay, I won't. You know what? Don't worry.
Send
okay.
me my own all personal right. text. You all send right. me your own man personal man text messages.
All right.
Ain't no man look. Okay, no, all right.
Okay, all right. All right.
Shit.
All right.
But you know what? I'm not going to even disrespect my elders. You're right.
But you've been doing it. I don't know what you changed today, folks.
Over there looking like them Denzel memes. Don't play with me.
The who?
Where'd they get that from?
From when he was at the fight.
I'm so mad. He looked like.
They killing him, though. They are so
I know. Right.
That was
right.
So mean.
He said, I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Shit, he's rich. He
I hope it's for a role, though. I really believe it's for a role.
An old dude.
Yeah, all he's going to do is play the same shit he play all the time. Denzel play the same type of character in all the damn movies.
But
now,
this
I don't
one just
see
look
what...
different.
Yeah, he look like a Muslim. Look like a terrorist.
You said he looked like a terrorist.
He look like an old janitor.
All that shit.
He looked like an old dude that be on the corner. It's like...
Like one of the memes said, how your mama doing? She dated him?
Right.
Wow.
Oh, I was about to say something else.
He looked like, Uncle Woodrow from Sanford and Son.
He did. He looked like somebody's uncle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aw, Denzel.
Or dead beef off.
Wait, did you see the one where it was like how you look when you take your picture and how you look when somebody catches you?
I posted that. That is so funny. It was like your profile picture and your what is it, tag, your Facebook tags. That was perfect. Anyway.
Horrible.
Let me get back.
Well, definitely happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Hope everybody enjoyed and the fruits of their labors, literally. Labor. Nobody news this week.
Nobody what?
No, nobody news. Nobody news. Nobody chilling. Okay. Time for bath time and haircut time. Again. That Bama's hair grow like shit.
How often do you bathe him?
Like once every month and a half.
God damn it! Oh God, he must smell like death.
You don't suppose to bathe a dog that often. They get sick.
You can at least do every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks is okay.
Hey, okay, alright. You come over and bathe me.
You do it yourself or you take
no,
it?
No, I do it. I don't know. That shit costs too much.
Now they got this place out VA that you can take your dog and bathe him in their little tub.
Oh, they have one in Maryland too.
Oh, they do have one.
That's where Diego takes Maxie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like $10.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like $10.
You can use their shampoo, their blow dryer, all that stuff.
Kind of tight.
Hint. Motherfucking hint. God damn, is Buddy still white or is he like brown?
Buddy's still white.
Mother of pearl.
I'm gonna need to see some proof.
Show you shit.
I'm gonna need to see some
take
proof.
Take my damn word for it.
I will not, sir.
You the dog, a month and the a dog half? Police?
A month and a half.
Yeah, a month and a half. It ain't like he live outside. That motherfucker be outside all of the 10 minutes and come back, and I don't need no baths that much.
You don't walk him?
No. Is Buddy white?
No.
Is he actually white?
He can't be.
He is.
And no, and when you got him, he was white, right?
He's
no, I'm not being funny. Now. I'm just saying as far as his fur or hair is white.
And when you got him.
No, I'm saying when he first got him, I wasn't trying to be funny.
He doesn't
in real
change.
Life.
He stays white all the time.
Okay.
Cool. Great.
Unless he get lost in the grassy knolls.
Yeah, no shit. You know that you're right about. And I gotta cut that shit already, man. That
so just think
rain,
about
it.
He being out there in 10 minutes in that, and he's still clean.
Mm-hmm.
He good.
Yeah, the grass keeps him clean.
Oh, that's what's
it's like going through a car wash.
Oh, I cannot.
He got something rattled up there, that big ass dome. You probably just can't say it.
Go ahead.
I know you got something.
Okay.
I can see the little mice turning them wheels up that jump.
Damn, not even gerbils. He gave you mice.
Hey, Don King. I'm starting up now.
All right, Denzel.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Guess who back in the news? Mr. Zimmerman himself. But this time, somebody was trying to put some hot balls in his ass. And now, apparently, he got into a little road rage thing with this dude, right?
That was stupid.
Dude, yeah, how about that? Dude fired some shots at his truck. But George wasn't hit. He missed. Damn.
Oops.
Oops. He missed. And George Zimmerman says he recognized the dude because this looked like one of those guys that he had a run in with several months ago. So that could be right. That could be right. But at least this time he's the one that's getting shot at, not the one doing the shooting.
At least. Right.
But I thought that was going to happen before now. I thought, especially when he got off of this shit, somebody ain't going to get him. But
patience, my friend.
Hey, patience, huh?
I mean, never mind. I ain't even going to pretend. Okay. Patience.
You're going to leave it at that, huh?
Right.
The case closed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. All you American Idol fans, man, it's over.
Nope.
It's over. They're gonna finish out the rest of the, you know, the 15th season. Okay, and that's gonna be it. They said the ratings dropped like shit ever since, you know, that new show. What's the new
The
name?
Voice.
Yeah, The Voice and all that shit came on. They said they
better
had
concept, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
And cooler
much.
People.
Yeah.
They said the ratings dipped from 30 million viewers back in 2006 to like 6.5 million last month. So they're going to finish out the 15th season. But it's had its run, though. You know. So you think if the Voice wouldn't have came out, it'd still be going strong?
I don't think it'd be going strong, yeah. But it'll just be going.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I mean, shit, America's Got Talent is better than that show. And I didn't even like it. I just thought it was just like, you know, a whack-ass show. But, you know, it's better than the, what's the name? American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
They should have had those judges before. Before, like, they shouldn't have never had Nikki and Mariah on there. And if they would have kept up with Jennifer and Nicole Kidman's husband and
Keith Urban
and my dude, his name, the okay. other guy, that would have been good.
Cool.
Oh.
All
right. Yep. Harry
Connick. Connick. Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr.
I thought you was having a scene over there.
Jenya.
Oh.
No, I was trying to remember.
Oh, that's how you
I
do
mean,
it.
Because the doctor should already know because it's his story, but.
I don't know everything.
Mm-mm. You don't do.
All right, moving on. Sierra McCord.
Shallow news.
This girl, her Shout name is. Y'all think?
What?
This girl's name, Sierra McCurdy, okay, aka C Baby. She done got messed up on social media. Now, she went on social media. Apparently, three cops had gotten shot. And it's called Hattiesburg. In Hattiesburg. So she went on Facebook like a dumbass saying tonight they got him. Okay, yeah, saying two
it was
police
officers. Two cops, wasn't it?
Yep, two police officers.
Did he say four?
You said three.
Did he say 10?
Two police officers were
Hattiesburg?
Shot. Okay.
Mississippi? Where?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hattiesburg? Okay.
Mississippi? Okay.
Like hell.
Hades.
Yeah. How about that?
Hellsburg.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so they got shot.
She went on
Somebody
Facebook.
Got
she
shot.
Went off. She went on Facebook. Okay. And she put two police officers were shot in Hattiesburg tonight. Got them. Followed by a series of emojis, which included guns, skulls, and crossbones.
Mm. And this okay. before the news even hit anything. So that made her. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And she also threatened that her city could become like Baltimore.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. So, she was employed. She was employed at Subway, you know, making okay. sandwiches well. And shit. Well, that shit is over with. They fired her ass.
Yeah.
You know? Then no. Subway made their little statement saying that they don't employ anyone with this and that and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So, but, okay. But,
it speaks.
So, why would her city become like Baltimore? Would it be a bunch of police burning down CVS?
Exactly, because it's police that got killed.
Man, I don't understand.
She didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe she,
she was so proud to be the
understand.
First to
yeah.
tell it on social media.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, did y'all know Morgan Freeman like weed?
Yes.
Oh, you knew that? Okay. Cool. Yeah, Morgan Freeman, you know, he's a real advocate of making weed legal. He says, you know, weed has more uses than liquor.
Mm.
Okay, and Morgan says he has...
Than what?
Liquor.
Oh, God.
Only if you force me to.
You didn't see... Okay.
I walked into that.
You did, but that's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
I thought
it's cool.
He couldn't talk. It seems like his voice is coming back to him.
It does
as
sound
we,
like it. That's wonderful. It sounds good.
Really? you really?
Can he talk?
Yeah, he said, oh.
Power of the mute.
Anyway. He said his first wife got him into smoking weed years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, he said he loved it ever since. Okay. He said he'd get his weed however he could take it. He said, I'll eat it. I'll drink it.
He said his first wife or his granddaughter loved him.
Ooh.
That was his second.
Ooh.
Second.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go there, but I like Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm.
All right.
He just got an honorary degree from Howard.
Yes, he did. I thought that's what he was going to mention, too.
All right.
Probably not.
No. He said smoke.
You thought the hat was the clue?
You would think, but okay.
Oh. Oh, no.
He said, I'll take it anywhere I get it. And start over. Mm. He said, I'll smoke it, eat it, drink it.
Green marker hat.
Yep. See how it getting clear?
Warming it up.
Okay. Morgan has, bear with me. Mm-hmm. He has
myalgia.
You know them, Jones. All right. Which is pain in his arms. And he says, you know, marijuana helps him to, you know, to relieve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that thing can start getting where he can't use it.
Okay. The pain in my
thing
arm.
Or that thing?
That thing. The fibromyalgia.
About 3 o'clock every afternoon, I'll be having a pain in my arm.
Okay.
From working my ass on. Can I smoke for that?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
He says marijuana is the only thing that, you know, gives him relief. So,
hey man.
You gotta do what you
gotta
do.
Speaking of marijuana, it's a story out there that says that marijuana can make the poom poom dry. There's links to marijuana. Yeah? You know how I give you dry mouth? I'm saying that, I guess, you know, the fluids there make it dry too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't smoke.
Yeah, so. I don't.
I mean, I do, but so, I never have a problem.
Dot, dot, dot.
The things they juicy. Let's call KGB.
Someone should call KGB.
Let's phone a friend.
Okay.
Oh boy. Well, thanks for that. That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, it all helps. You mm-hmm. know? That concludes me and Drew's diagnosis.
Yeah. I mean,
dry booty, dry pussy. All right, y'all, keep it wet down there. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more.
We have some feedback.
Yeah, we do.
last week's topic question. And it goes like this. It's not a problem came in to date a woman who has a son or daughter in jail or prison, especially when they're serving 20 to 30 years plus. If it's a daughter, be somewhat cautious, only because for her to be doing a big bid as a woman, she either about that life with a gun and a knife, or she know how to clean your account out before the direct deposit hits. if the woman has a son, you should be straight, unless that nigga last name is Hernandez and first name Earn. Crying emoji, laughing. Now, that type of son, no matter what walls he's been behind, can probably still call shots from the inside.
Oh, shit.
I'll say this, though. You better treat her right and limit those arguments before you have her son peers spending the night like joint custody visits. Crying, laughing emoji. Hashtag click over and accept the charges. Hashtag stay out that nigga room while he's gone. Hashtag who this Jody on the phone? Hashtag pick that nigga up in 2038.
God damn it.
Hashtag he gonna make you a spread when he get home. Hashtag Baylor put money on my books, mom. The great.
You know what?
He is stupid.
Hashtag socks a lot.
Mm, mm, mm.
You are. crazy.
What?
That was hilarious.
Old nephew, boy, I tell
you. I know, right? He is nephew.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to start calling him. That's him.
Yeah.
Nephew.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That was funny. Okay. Well, so I have some feedback from the first episode of Disagree to Agree. And I'm already going to say, I disagree with it. No, I'm just kidding. This is from Chaz, and he says, Big B has a hot 15 minutes ready for the stand-up show. He was killing me. The Ideas Crew is part of my weekly Black Podcast Professionals rotation. Damn, that nigga said we were professionals. Teardrop.
My man.
That is me adding my own.
Crying, laughing emoji.
Okay. If you thought you had your point of view on a subject locked down, the IDS crew will break that lock and expose new views to the narrow-minded. That's what's up, Chaz.
Oh,
damn. Thank
my
you.
Man.
Aw.
No diggity.
Hey.
Thank you, sir.
Got some more feedback from an anonymous person.
Okay. Disagree number two. Agree. Shout out to you guys for creating yet another unthought of podcast coming from the IDS network. This is Drew Baby, and I am trying to weigh in on the topic. I must say, I lean towards queening when it comes to being respectful of a post. Yes, I understand there is freedom of speech and all that, but also certain things, especially as the person that is responding, and especially if they know how they feel about how they're responding, they need to have a little discretion. If it's something like it's between the person that posted it or the person that posted it, y'all have mutual friends and y'all know each other, or y'all have had experience in, you know, conversing via Facebook on topics like that, then by all means have at it. But when it's a open post and someone just like goes ham and just goes in, not knowing you or you not knowing them or whatever, I think it's a little disrespectful, especially when it's like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. However, I do believe that if it should happen like this, I think it should be like some type of disclaimer. You know what I'm saying? Just so you won't offend anybody. Like, look, IZ, this is why I feel like this. I'm not here to offend anybody, but this is a good post, or, you know, I'm here for dialogue or whatever, and great discussion piece. However, you know, do what you have to do to not offend somebody. So offend anybody as much as it would be as if you just post the shit and be like, yeah, I said that shit because it pissed me off. So anyway, I agree with B because he is one of them outright type of cats. But I'm more so on the inside when it comes to, you know, just certain things you just don't have to use your discretion. Know your audience. If you don't know that audience member that's on the mic, then stand down, soldier.
All right,
I'm out.
All I heard was I agree with me. I don't know what else she said. So
I was so at work, and I was like in my office, and I was like, I know my supervisor think I'm crazy because I was sitting there listening. I was like, oh shit, I need to put something. I didn't feel like typing it out. I said, let me just go ahead and record it. So
means something.
Yeah, I know. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
You won't get that a lot.
Nope. So, thank you all for your feedback on Disagree to Agree. Greatly appreciate that. And thanks for letting us know that you like that show, or that, you know, that's going to be open to everybody. Who knows? Maybe we'll expand it a little bit more later down the line, but you know, super cool.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, bear with me once again as I read today's topic. My girlfriend is somewhat of a humanist. Recently, she got pissed off with me because I felt uncomfortable getting a massage from a gay dude. Should she relax or should I get over it?
Personally, I think you should get over it, because a massage does not necessarily mean sex or being somebody's being sexual or anything. I mean, if you're not like, I mean, don't be homophobic. You know what I'm saying? Like, because what if the guy was straight? Could you get a massage from a straight man? Now, sometimes I do know there are women that are not comfortable with getting massages from men just because it's a man. They don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't know
so
if it's...
why shouldn't they get over it?
Well, but I'm saying, if it's a man, sometimes... unless he didn't say he likes massages from women only. He didn't say that.
But what he did say is he was uncomfortable with getting one from...
how do you know he's gay?
We weren't in the room. I'm not going by what his.
I'm not asking.
Said.
That's not
that was a hypothetical.
Yes. Thanks, TP. Yeah, that was hypothetical. Because I'm like, how do you know he's gay? Did he walk in there like, yes, I'm about to give you a massage. Yes. I'm about to oil your
I'm
body
about to
down.
Put these hands on you, son.
I mean, did he walk in there like that? You gonna feel real good at the end of this?
Yes. You want a happy ending?
Okay. I mean, wait, what? Right. I mean, how'd you even know the man was gay?
Right.
First of all, I mean, I don't know. See, as somebody that gets massages by men and women, I'm like, damn, it's a massage.
Right.
That's it.
They're doing their job. You know what I mean? You'll be able to feel if it's something
if
is
it's
out of place.
Right. Mm-hmm. If it's uncomfortable, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, whenever it happens or in the middle of it, just stop. Just be like, you know what? I thank you, but dot, dot, dot. And let him know that you're uncomfortable. But I mean,
and who's to say that you are the one that's going to make him,
you know what I'm saying, lose his job,
you know what I'm saying, or tickle his fancy? You might be ugly to him.
Right.
You might be like, he probably feeling the same way. Like, ugh, this motherfucker.
I got to touch this.
The thing is, one person is a masseuse and one person is a client. So if you made the choice to be a masseuse, you know you're going to have to deal with people that may not be of your taste or what have you, whatever. But as a client, I reserve the right to, if I'm uncomfortable with a situation.
That's why I said stop and let them know. Stop them.
Or why stop them? Why not? Why go through? If I know I'm uncomfortable from entering the building, why do I have to? Well, let me check first. Okay, yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
So if you're uncomfortable from entering the building, then how do you know that person is gay?
Right.
You know
whatever
what I'm saying?
Reason.
Or
we can't question from a distance. Let's just go off of
I'm
what
only
the,
going
what he's
with
saying.
You gave us.
And the man said he's gay, so let's go with
but
that.
But that's what I'm saying. So if you seriously, if you really feel that uncomfortable, don't get the goddamn massage.
Or don't do it.
Or request from a jump.
Woman.
Yeah,
a woman.
Okay. So and that's what I would do, but I guess to his question, you know, I guess he wants to know, is he in the wrong or whatever for having the feelings he has?
Seriously, no. If you feel uncomfortable by anybody, then request somebody else. I mean, really, that is honestly the bottom line. Because like I said, I do know women who only want massages by women because they felt uncomfortable with a man. So if you feel uncomfortable, that would be great if you can just request somebody else. I mean, mm-hmm. I try not to hurt somebody's feelings, though.
Right. No one can ever tell anybody that their feelings are wrong about something.
Right.
However, if your only gripe is what he does behind closed doors that you don't agree with, then you need to question your own. You need to question yourself, because my thing is this. That's like a doctor. If you were to go into the office and say, like, you had to get a new doctor or whatever, and then come to find out he's gay, does that mean that you need to, you have to stop getting checked out or whatever because you found
left.
Out that...
coughing to the left means something totally
right,
different.
Right, exactly.
Now.
Like, I mean, I don't...
Yes, if you're uncomfortable, get a new doctor. There are plenty of them out there.
But you know what? I only got a massage once. Mm-hmm. And it was in Jamaica too. And my wife was like right beside me. And it was two women, you know, doing a massage thing. And it was beautiful. We was under one of them little tent grass things and the ocean and everything was beautiful. And the lady was doing a good job. Good job. But you know what? I think if a man would have came behind me, I don't know.
And that's what I was about to say.
No. If you know, man would have came behind her, I would have been like, nah.
I'm in sort of a catch-22 situation because even though I'm not in the best shape of my life, I'm still a muscular dude. And I've had massages by professional masseuse women, and their hands weren't strong enough to penetrate my muscles. But at the same time, I don't know what my comfort level is for a man to do it. And as I stand here, I'm going to say I'm probably not comfortable enough to do that. So, and that has nothing to do with gay, straight, or anything. I just don't feel that I'm at that comfort level. And I think the difference of the analogy that you made with the doctor, one is for health reasons more so, one is for pleasure more so. I mean, of course, a masseuse can be health reasons as well. But I think in a lot of cases, it's more of a comfort thing, or you know.
So, but what does this person's
sexuality
have to do with
well, that's
the
that
job?
Dude. That's that dude. I mean,
that's
for
the
me,
question.
A
that's
dude,
what I'm.
Period. I'm saying for me, a dude. Period. I don't care if he's straight or not. Just uncomfortable. And that's just me. It's something.
But just going off a little bit, why is it all right? Why is it comfortable? And this is everybody done talked about this at some point before. But why is it comfortable on a football field, a basketball field, for y'all to slap each other's ass and not feel any kind about it, versus somebody that actually is doing their job and not? These niggas, they can give you a high five. It ain't sexual, right? When they do that, but y'all do it often. Men do it often. You see it often. Mm-hmm. So what is the? Why aren't you that uncomfortable when that happens? And this is somebody purposely touching your ass. They not give you a high five. They not chumming you. They are smacking you on your ass. Mm-hmm. Why is it such a discomfort when it comes to that, with somebody who is actually there to do a job?
That can also be uncomfortable if it doesn't come at the right time or with the right meaning. Like, there's some dudes that are antagonists that will smack your ass at an inappropriate time to fuck with you and throw your game off. Whereas you might, if you do something, you know, a nice play or whatever, and your teammates do it, it's an attaboy type thing from childhood. Almost, it's like, you know, hey,
what happened to the high five from childhood?
But they do both. We do chest bump. We do,
yeah. What happened to that?
All that, all of it's still done, and it's acceptable. And guess what? The one person that does not want it will say, "Hey, yo, do me a favor, don't smack me on my ass." I would hope.
See, you never heard of it.
I have heard of it.
Oh, you have?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Definitely heard of it. What I'm saying is, I would hope that all people would do it, but I'm sure there's probably some that don't. You know,
I really think it's about your comfort level. I mean, seriously, like, even like GYN, you know, with ladies, we talked about guys, you know, because I know some ladies that don't want like a male, you know, gynecologist. They only want women. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, it depends on your comfort level. Like my GYN, I've been going to him for like 20 years. It's a guy. Mm-hmm. I feel more comfortable with him than I have with other women, because I felt like they were a little more, they were rougher. Rough.
Yes.
were rough. Right.
And right. You know what? Sometimes when it comes to those doctors, it doesn't matter the gender. You get a young doctor coming there, look like he just fresh out of the medical school. No, son, you ain't been around too long. Mm-hmm. Send the old Jewish doctor that was in here 2 days ago. You know what I'm saying? So you never know.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you don't feel comfortable with somebody touching your body, you should just say, I do not feel comfortable.
Yeah, I definitely would require a female when it comes to
And I guess to go back to, I guess, your original point, You know, if she intends to continue to be your I don't know if it's your wife or your girlfriend, whatever. If she intends to be that going forward, she needs to understand your comfort levels too.
Right. When she makes the appointment, it needs to be, we're both getting a massage. He likes X. I like this. You know what I mean? So, you know, because I know making appointments for other people, I know they like women getting doing the massage because that's what makes them feel more comfortable. So you got to go with what's a comfortable, I guess, thing for you. I don't know. I mean, but I don't know. Right. But I mean, just because of somebody's sexuality does not mean that they want you, though.
Yeah, exactly. For the record. Men have that problem.
Yeah.
They have that. That's a major problem for men. I've seen that a lot.
For the record.
It doesn't go, it goes from homophobia to nigga. Look, what's wrong in real life? You want to talk to me? Because it ain't that much. You ain't that fine. You ain't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, to have an issue with somebody's sexuality. You don't have an issue with that whore over there. You know what I'm saying? Your boy that fucks anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's out there with it, that could possibly have that monkey. So why not? Why are you having an issue? But that's something different. That's something different. I've seen that, though. It's like, dude, that he does not want you. Really. He doesn't want you.
I don't want a woman masseuse.
You say you don't want one?
Can I be real? Seriously, I've had one massage in my life that made me feel uncomfortable, where I felt like, somebody help me. It was by a lady. I was like, I feel
a by lady.
You feel violated.
I don't know anything. I don't know what her background was. I don't know what she was doing. I just felt like, mommy, help. Like, they gave me a doll. I'd be like, where did the lady touch you? Right here. Like, it was that weird.
Hey, she got all the parts, though, didn't she?
It was that weird. Like,
what? Was there a scale when it came to, like, the type of massages? Did you get, like, the extra special massage?
I did not get a happy ending.
She
ended it happily.
You got the unhappy ending.
Right. It was, I was like, when can I leave?
How did your body feel after you finished?
All of me felt like, when can I leave? Only one time when I was in Puerto Rico, I was like, is he going to ask me if I want to... extra package.
See. You should have ordered that.
And he didn't.
He didn't. You should have came over some pesos.
I said Puerto Rico.
Whatever the money is down there, shit.
That would be U.S. dollars.
There you go. Knowing how to do it.
You, what? Okay. Anyway.
Pedro. There you go. Hook me up.
I'm just saying. If I had... If he would have asked, I would have been like, please and thank you.
All right, well.
Mommy.
Queen, where can the lovely folks chime in?
As always, if you have any feedback, you can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or you can leave us a voice recording like TP did. At 202-750-1437.
YIDS. We'll be back. Okay.
Really?
Today's Being Black moment. As you guys know, let me set the scene up for some of you. I manage a nightclub, and I'm at the door majority of the time. I also usually have someone that's at the door with me. Now, Neen, you probably, maybe, I don't know if you've seen the most recent person I've had at the door with me, which would be a person by the name of Nabil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe Nabil as best as you can to your memory?
Big dude. Okay, Middle Eastern dude.
Middle Eastern dude, yes.
Very nice.
Nice dude.
Yep, very nice. Mm-hmm. Cute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Skin complexion.
He's light skin.
Light skin. Mm-hmm. Middle Eastern dude. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And his height is about 5'4"
Oh damn.
Somewhere in there.
Must have had on high shoes, like Prince style, because I didn't think he was that short, but okay.
So anyway, a young lady that was exiting the club, she wanted to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I was doing something with the money at the time, so I really couldn't pay her attention. I said, ask the security gentleman outside. She walks past Nabil out to the sidewalk and finds the biggest black dude that she can find. And just starts randomly. Yeah, I just wanted to know, I have a friend that couldn't get in, and I just, and we all kind of looking at her like, why?
And he just happened to be there too.
And dude is looking at her.
He was like, I was walking by. I don't
know. He outside smoking a cigarette because he had the club next door.
Right.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And no, not working. Just
no, that's what's at the club. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you said next door. That's what's right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
next door.
She just goes on, and you know, nice of him. He let her get the whole thing out, and was like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't work here. But for me, watching her just break her whole shit down just made me think that it was just another.
That's funny.
Yeah. We're not all big black dudes.
Sure you are.
We're not.
Sure you are.
Some of us are Middle Eastern dudes.
He's super sweet, though.
No doubt. We got to get out of here, man. It's done. I'm done. I've pushed it to the limit. Done. Who looks least prepared? Doctor.
Oh, that's how you do it, huh?
Now you know.
I was first last week. Oh, man. Let me see. One finger for that punk ass shit that they gave New England. That 4-game suspension for my man, Tom Brady. That's some bullshit. Now, I wonder, does he get paid for those 4 games? Or how does that work?
Sure he does.
Well, shit, that ain't shit then.
Or actually, does he even need the money? Really?
I don't
4 games, really?
That's just like sometimes when they suspend them cops and put them on suspension with pay. What the fuck? What's that?
True that.
What's that?
I don't know. I mean, it's a technical first-time offense, so that's usually what the going rate is. 4 games or whatever. And you know what? To be honest with you, truth be told, he's not getting the suspension for what he did. He's getting the suspension because he lied about it. But when your owner runs the NFL, I mean, you get away with shit like that.
Okay.
Just like when the Redskins, we lost draft picks. For backloading those contracts on the uncapped year. And the Cowboys did the same thing. They got suspended. And we lost draft picks and we got fined, like $30 million.
Okay.
Cowboys got like $5 million. As soon as they put the punishment on us, New England did the same thing for Brady's contract. Nothing happened there.
I'm saying you only got $1 million. Well, they only got $1 million. Like, fuck. Anywho. Two fingers?
Two fingers. No, I'm not going to say.
Two fingers to the weather.
Two fingers to the IDS crew. Well, I mean, we're here every week. We putting it down, giving y'all what we know. I'm giving y'all all the information. Drew is giving you all the Drew stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She coming straight from the hood and everything. That's TP right there.
That's what KGB said.
She keep it wet, too.
She come straight.
She keep it wet. That's what KGB said. And Queenie giving you all the information. She's giving you all the feedback. Her and Big B. And being black and everything. And Big B, the super producer, doing what he do. You know, his voice seems to be back in full effect, 100% volume.
Because your shit was on fleek the whole time.
See what I mean?
I'm talking about you.
That's what I'm saying.
Your voice was 100, right?
You know
what
my you voice said? Always 100, baby.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way I bring it to you, baby.
Did you say, baby?
You
know what I'm saying, baby?
You got to understand, baby. What I do it all the time, every week, baby. You just keep it wet. That's all.
Ooh,
all
right, baby.
Keep it wet and take
down
it.
Down there.
Yeah, and take
when
a
when you
puff
add down there, that adds age.
Yeah, puff, yeah, baby. All right.
Ooh. Puff, pass and make it splash. Right.
Oh, yeah, right down with them.
You stupid.
Okay.
Queenie Queen.
Zoinks. I like to give two fingers to Puff Splash.
Right.
And shout out to those people who don't smoke weed, so who that does not apply to. Let's see. One finger. Do they this week? Oh. Okay. All right. This is going to be really mean. One finger to the festival that I went to this weekend that was like, oh, you get a tasting glass and you get 2 ounce pours and VIP and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it was a plastic cup that may have been, I don't know how many ounces.
Or used before. Go
ahead. Or used and washed out. I'm not really sure what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really disappointing, and
because it was here.
There's a blade of grass in my cup. Don't even worry about that.
Right, just go ahead and
blow it out.
Right,
right.
Yeah,
that's because it was here.
I was just real sad by that. So that's all. I'm not even. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't even mention your name because it's not even worth it. So, one finger to you.
Nice. Festival.
I'm not coming back. Sorry,
princess.
I have a stretch of two fingers, I guess. Two fingers to my daughter, who made honor roll, of course. I didn't get to do this last week. Woo-hoo. And citizenship, she was really proud of, and she's proud of her progress. Two fingers also to my Mother's Day. I love subtle, practical gifts, and I can tell that I'm getting old because I got excited off of plants and plant stands and cards and woke up to my oil being changed things like that. So,
yes.
Yeah.
That is fabulous.
Right. One finger to me finding out that two people that I cared for died this weekend. Young man. Rest in peace, Terrence Moore, and one of my favorite residents since I've been there. Rest in peace, Miss Martha Knight. So, one finger to finding out that these two beautiful people are gone. That's it. That's it.
Peace and blessings.
No doubt. That leaves me. I want to give two fingers. I want to give two fingers to National. Now my words are all jumbled up. Police Appreciation Week, is it this week? Mm-hmm. They're not all bad people. They have some great cops out there. Like my man, Chad Howard, Matt Fulbert, and my man Phil Plummer. And definitely thank those gentlemen and all the other, you know, men and women that are police officers that
at DePaulo and Claude Johnson.
Claude Johnson, there you go. Junie Moore. I get him in there. It's a lot. We go on forever with it. But you know, like I said, what's that old saying? One bad apple don't spoil the bunch or whatever. There's a lot of men and women out there that take the job they signed up for seriously and uphold that honor. So, mad shouts to them. Two fingers to them. One finger. Oh, I forgot my one finger. Maybe it wasn't that bad.
It's okay if you don't have a one finger.
Please. I was just about to say that.
I know. It's okay, yeah. But I don't like to
say fuck you to everybody all the time.
I know. How about that? So, unless I remember it before we close the show, I'm going to skip my one finger. I want to give an extended two fingers to Peekaboo Tattoos. Come out once or twice a year and say hello.
Well, all right.
I tat him on the titty if he ain't gonna show how pretty.
Riding on the
tatty. On the Renaissance.
You rhyming tonight, ain't you? Yeah.
We gotta get out of here. It's over like this all night.
Oh my gosh.
And when she laughs at me like this.
Oh boy. What is wrong?
Definitely gotta go, man. Thank y'all. Got to get in here and catch the rest of this game
tattoo?
Tonight.
Oh. Or not,
I could only be so privileged.
Did you say or not?
Or not.
I swear. You know, when we started way back when, there used to be a delay, like, made me think there was an actual chance. Them shots come quick, man.
Damn.
Well, anyway, as we like to say in closing,
God woke you up this morning, you handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddammit. All of you out.